country, the cross country team having a good season, and they will be put to the test tomorrow by the course. It's the Scott City hosting the GWAC Great West Activity Conference meet tomorrow up at Camp Christie, and that starts around 4 o'clock, I believe, with the middle school there and so forth. But we have a senior, Brindley Stevens, joining us here to start things off here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. And you just mentioned this might be one of your last times for cross country on the show.
I mean, it
feels like you've been around for a long time.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I figured maybe that you were using your COVID year or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm a fifth year senior.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, go through this year. It's been a good season for you.
It has been, and especially at Lakin last weekend, mm-hmm. we had a really good meet there. So we're looking pretty good now in 4A, and we didn't know what that was going to do to us, but it looks like we're sitting pretty solidly for regionals. So.
Well, yeah, you had to run a little bit of cold. What was that like compared to what you've had to run in all year?
Absolutely perfect. I love the cold. I'll take that any day.
All right, it's going to be a little windy tomorrow in 70s. That's not terrible to run in, is it?
No, that's nothing. That'll be good. It'll be great.
All right, but you got to be pretty excited. I think probably your eighth grade year you ran league cross country.
I actually didn't run in middle school. So this will be my first time actually racing this course. So
All right, is this something pretty exciting for tomorrow?
I think it is going to be exciting. I never thought that I would have a meet at Scott City while I was in high school. We thought it would be next year. So this is going to be kind of interesting to have a home court advantage, I guess.
Well, what are you looking forward to the most about running at league tomorrow?
I think we're going to just try and go in there and take the W. So hopefully we win it tomorrow. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Hope so. That'd be pretty cool.
I know. We got to knock off Holcomb. I don't know where they came from, but they need to go down.
Oh, my. Yeah, I do. I love the competitive.
Yep.
I love the competitive nature. That should be a fun team race between you two, though. Brindley, what kind of a goal you have for regionals and hopefully state time-wise?
Well, at regionals, I would love to break 21 and definitely qualify individually. Mm-hmm. But mostly what the goal has been all season is just to get the girls' team qualified. It's been a stretch since we've done that since my mm-hmm. freshman year. So it would be great if we could get the girls team back at state this year.
Absolutely. That'd be cool. Once again, it is senior Brindley Stevens joining us here. Thanks as always for the time and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Brindley Stevens joining us here. We got sophomore joining us here and Spencer Kramer, one of the varsity runners here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, second go around for cross country in high school, and you've had some pretty good meets here this year and a pretty good season. How do you feel like you've run?
I feel like it's been kind of a struggle this year, staying healthy and all, like a hip injury most of the year.
Do you feel like that's kind of been getting better?
Not really. I mean, it comes and goes at times.
All right. But last week at Lakin, do you feel like you ran one of your better races? Or
One of the better ones of the year, but still feel like it's a little slower than I was looking for.
Okay. I'll ask you this as well. Just come out with it. Are you a cold weather runner or a warmer weather runner?
I usually run better in the warmer weather, actually.
Okay. So tomorrow is perfect for you, huh?
Yeah.
All right. But no, this should be a pretty fun event for you tomorrow, running first time in Scott City. And you know, you probably have had a chance to see the course a little bit. What's it going to be like? Take me through that.
Oh, it's going to be pretty tough tomorrow with the wind and all the hills and everything. Yeah.
But do you feel like that you've been pretty well challenged with maybe some of your practices doing hills this year?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What's probably the toughest practice?
Oh, hill sprints are never fun. We go out to the lake and practice on the hills.
Yeah. You're like, it's probably better just going down, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, way better.
All right, but, you know, fighting through maybe some of the pain stuff out, what would you like to see maybe time-wise tomorrow and even toward regional?
I'm hoping maybe lower 19s, maybe under 19 would be really nice.
All right, once again, it is sophomore Spencer Kramer joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always. Good luck to you coming up here tomorrow, and hopefully a good couple more meets for you.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, sophomore Spencer Kramer joining us here as we're going to bring in Coach Joey Meyer joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Well, Coach, it was a pretty tough meet there for both the boys and girls on Saturday. And I think I saw there was over 100 runners on the boys' side and in the 50s, 60s on the girls for varsity. And how'd you feel like you guys went out and competed there against some pretty good teams?
Yeah, that Lakin meet is always fun. They have music playing. It's just a good vibe. It feels like you're kind of at state a little bit because you have a big group of athletes and the music's playing. But we competed really well. I was really happy with both the boys and girls side. We had a lot of PRs. Brinley's right back where she was her freshman year, and it's excited for her, just seeing her after the race is smiling because she had a rough year last year, and to have a good senior year is awesome on a coach's standpoint, just seeing her finishing her career strong. But the girls, they went on and competed. Jaden ran really well in our fifth. Cammy, she PR'd by a minute. So that's really what I've been wanting to see through the season is our fourth and fifth stepping up to really help our standings for for state and regionals. And teams might be scared of us a little more. On the boys' side, we had two in the 17s for the first time in a long time. Logan really stepped up a lot, and he ended up beating Ivan at the end. Both of them two are in the 17s and got our top 20. And then Caston's been steadily improving every meet. Brendan's right there. He's really looking good in practice. He just got to get his confidence back. And then our freshman, Isaac Bain, has really stepped up. He wasn't even going to do cross country this year, and his brother pulled him out of bed the first day of practice and like, you're doing it. So that's been a really good fifth for us. And Spencer, if he was healthy, he would be helping us out way more.
Yeah, as Isaac's brother, just he's got to get some kind of award for that, right?
Oh yeah, when we have our banquet at the end, I'm gonna bow down to him a little bit.
But no, what was so crazy or wild about the boys' side? I've never seen so many sub 17 minute races there in a regular season meet like that.
Right? Yeah, you had Brody Dennison in the 15s, and then you had a lot of low 16s, and then the top 20. You had to be 17:50 and below to get in the top 20. Wow. That's a really good meet. And but looking at the boys' side, they were so close to each other. It was Logan at 17:44, and then our fifth was at 18:30. They're all 45 seconds in a pack, and that's really good to have going into regionals when you have that good of a pack that close. Because what hurts teams if you have some fast kids at the front, but that fifth runner is in 50th, you add 50 points to it, can hurt your team. And that's what we've kind of standed by with the boys' side. They're always a tight knit. We don't really have a weak link.
Well, you turn around here, and I know you probably got the course ready to go for tomorrow. You could just run it this evening, right?
Yeah. Well, we just got to put some flags up and fix up the bridge, but that's all morning. We're going to fix up it, make sure it's all tidy, ready to go, so no one complains too much about it.
Yeah, but no, it's been 4 years, I think, since the last race there, league. So, I mean, it's a pretty challenging course here, but it's a true cross-country course.
Right. That's what I've told everyone that asks about it. Like, it's like Rimrock, but probably a little harder or easier than Rimrock, but it's an actual course. Like, the spectators can't see you much. It's like Rimrock. You're going to get seen by your parents twice maybe. But our team finally, slowly through the year, they got more excited about it because it is a challenging course. But they're like, we get a home meet. This is cool because usually cross country, we haven't had too many home meets. So
that's true. And it starts at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Yep. Middle schoolers at 4. High school girls will probably start around 5 and then boys after that.
Sounds good. Should be exciting there. And, man, I just can't believe we're already to that time of the year.
Yeah, it's here. 3 more weeks. We're looking forward to the following weeks, but tomorrow we got to come out and hopefully win some hardware on our home course. And, yeah, if anyone's around, come support at 4 o'clock.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming out there tomorrow. Once again, Coach Joey Meyer joining us here as we talk cross country. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and good luck to you coming up tomorrow.
Thank you.